The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Shmehem V'Hayem. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality, and therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen. Daf Pei Gimel. Today's daf is being studied the Ainuy Nishmat Mor Zekeni Yosef Ben Sara Bemarad Zekenati Yafa Bat Sara Ainuy Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden Amen. Today's daf is being studied the Fu'a Sherema Sara Ruhama Bat Rachel Misaram Bat Rachel Moshe Ben Lina El Narefana Nahem. Kufat Nefesh, Kufat Guf, Kufatam Kiruba Lavov, Mechen Yirason Benomar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Pebet Amud Bet, and we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Ba'e Abaye Amar La. So a guy tells his wife, Fareat Muteret Echol Adam. He gives her a get. Ye Muteret to every person. Chutz Mer'uben, except for Re'uven v'Shimon. So that's it, he excludes everybody but Re'uven and Shimon. V'Hazar v'Amar La, then he comes and tells her, Re'uven v'Shimon. He just tells her those words, Re'uven v'Shimon. So the question is, how do you interpret that second statement, Re'uven v'Shimon? Ma'u, mi'amrinan, mai de'asar shara. Do we say that that which he was osir originally, now he is being matir, which means initially he was osir her to Reuven and Shimon. Now he's adding also Reuven and Shimon will be permissible to you. He said, "Are at muteret lechol adam chutz mereuven v'Shimon." Then he says, "Reuven v'Shimon." So does he mean also Reuven v'Shimon is going to also be permissible to you? Or Dilma? Or maybe he's making a total reversal. May de asar shara, or may de shara asar. Maybe he's coming to say the opposite now, that the Reuven and Shimon will be permissible to you, and the rest of the world is going to remain asurah to you, which means he's reversing his whole situation. Imtim said Omar. Now, if you want to say May de asar shara, good. If you just want to say that what that which he's osir, which is initially was osir, the Reuven and Shimon is going to come to me matirim. So, and it's definitely he's really mean matir the whole world now. Tar. Lir'uben ma'u. Let's say he just said the word after lir'uben. He didn't say Shimon. Lir'uben v'u'adin Shimon. Maybe he means Reuven v'u'adin Shimon. V'ayde kamal lir'uben. And the only reason why he chose Reuven, meshum de batach be, because that's where he opened up in his initial statement. So therefore, when he retracted, he just said lir'uben. Or dilma lir'uben dafka. Or maybe no. Maybe only he's coming to matira to Reuven, and Shimon remains Isuta. The imtim said about the Reuven dafka. And if you want to say no, when he says Reuven, he means Reuven. Only that he's coming to make a retraction. Lishimon now. Let's say he says the second name only. Lishimon. Lishimon v'u'adin Reuven. Maybe when he says Shimon, he means Reuven as well, that he's coming to retract and say that she'd be muteret. V'ayde kamar Shimon. And the reason why he said Shimon, mishum de salik mine. Because that was the last name he said. He said Reuven v'Shimon. So he said, ah, Lishimon. Or dilma lishimon dafka, or maybe Shimon alone. So that's the sifekot of the Gemara. Ba'er of Asher af lishimon mahu. Right. So initially, the guy tells us what varat muter lechol adam chutz mereuven v'Shimon. Then he says, you know, af lishimon, even to Shimon. What does af lishimon mean? Af areuven kai is the af going to not only reuven but even Shimon. So therefore, the af comes to include Reuven, or Dilma Afa Alma Ka'im. Or maybe, no, it's going back on what is Matir already. Not only me Matir the world to you, but I mean Matir even Shimon, but Reuven remains Be'isur.
These are all the sefekot. The Gemara leaves on this over here. Tiku. Gemara leaves us in a question.
Continues. Tanur Rabbanan. We have a braita. Le'achar petirato shel Rabbi Eliezer. After Rabbi Eliezer passed away, nichnesu arba'a zekenim le'ashiv al devarav. Four rabbis came to question Rabbi Eliezer's words. Now let's review. Yesterday we learned a very interesting shita of Rabbi Eliezer. He was the rabbi that held that if a person comes along and says, "Hare at muteret dechol adam chutz me ploni," right, which means you are muteret to everybody, but he held back except for so and so. So Chamim said, "No get. You got to have a kiritut. You got to break all ties. You can't keep her on the line over here where you say she's still asura to somebody else. That means the get didn't matira." Rabbi Eliezer came along and said, the get is a get. So she can marry somebody else, even though he kept her on the line that she's still asura to somebody else. Mm-hmm. Normally a get's supposed to matira to the whole world. Right? So comes the Gemara tells a story now. Gemara says, after Rabbi Eliezer died. So what happened? The rabbis had a meeting, and they were discussing the Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. Who were the rabbis? Elohim. Rabbi Yosei HaGilili, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva. All the great rabbis. They could all now mull over the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon opened up, and she says, Ne'ina, he raised his voice, Ve'amar. Now they're all going to question the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that it doesn't make any sense according to them. Each one's going to give a different pidcha. Pidcha is like a problem with the Shita. So Rabbi Tarfon starts off and says this. I don't understand. Hare shalchazu. Let's say this lady over here, she got a get. Let's say the get was like this. Hare at muteret dechol adam chutz mireuven. Except for Reuven. So what did she do, this lady? She got the get. Halcha zu v'nes'et le'achiv shel zeh she'ne'esla alav. She went, she got married to Reuven's brother, Shimon. Well, no problem, she's not getting married to Shimon. Umet belo banim. And now Shimon died without children. Oh, now Reuven is not going to be able to fulfill Yibum, because legabe Reuven, she's still married to the first guy, which means he was never giving her a get to marry Reuven. It was muter lechol adam chutz mireuven. So now what happens? Lo nimsal ze oker devar min haTorah. This guy now is uprooting a law from the Torah because he is not allowing now a mitzvah Yibum to be fulfilled. So therefore, the Mitzvah says, how can you tell me to be there? It makes no sense, because it's going to come out in certain situations where you're going to, as a result of your halakha, you're going to now block a Yibum, which is Menat Torah, because the brother, the Uven, is not going to be able to consummate the Yibum. So comes the Gemara and says, Halamata. So from here, the Bitarfon challenged Rabbi Eliezer, and he said, "She'en ze kiritut. This is not a get. This doesn't work this way, and therefore you're out."
This one stands.
Rabbi Yosei Gilili ve'amar. So now Rabbi Yosei Gilili comes along and says, "I'll prove it to you from another point that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't make any sense. Why? Hechan matzinu isur leze umutar leze." Where do you find a situation that a lady gets divorced and what? She's still mutar to one guy and asur to another guy. Never seen such a thing. Normally, what does divorce do? Mutar to everybody. It's either all or nothing. When she's married, she's asur out to everybody. And when she's divorced, she's permissible. Like the Gemara says, ha asur, asur lakol. When you're asur, you don't find selective isur. Ha asur, asur lakol. Va mutar. Utalakon. Why would he tell me over here now? She gets divorced, and some people she's permissible to, and so one person she's still asuratu. Makes no sense. Hadamata she'en ze kiritut. This is not a kiritut. You meaning it's not considered a get, which Torah says sifir kiritut. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer don't accept. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah ve'amar. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah comes and says very simple. The Torah calls it what? Kiritut. When you give a get, it's called a sefer kiritut. What's a kiritut? Thing that breaks, that cuts. Davar akoret beno lebena. Something that cuts the bond between the husband and wife. Here, it's not cut. Because he's still holding her on the line that you cannot go marry that guy. So he still has a attachment. Alamata she'en ze kiritut. Therefore, he then knocks it out as well. Not a kiritut, therefore, Rabbi Eliezer, I don't accept you. Now Rabbi Akiva v'amar. Now Rabbi Akiva comes along. Rabbi Akiva gives a little more complicated pircha, but nonetheless, this is what he said. Now just remember, let's just remember the rules that we said. Actually, let's read this first one. First one is simple. V'amar. Haresh al chazu. Let's say this lady went. V'niset le'ehad min ashuk. Okay, very nice. She got married to someone. She was out. Adat migureshet muter lechol adam eksetere uben. She went, she married somebody else. Yosef, somebody else. Ve'yu labanim. Okay, she had children, very nice. Ve'nit armela. And then she became a widow. Onit garsha, or she became a divorcee. No problem. Ve'amda ve'nisit lazeh shene isra alav. Oh. Then she went back and she married the Ubed. The guy that was not permissible to her. Oh, what's going to happen now? The mafreya now, the get is not a get. The gaber re'uven. And therefore what? Lo nimsa get batel. Ubanea mamzerim. Now the kids that she had from this guy, Yosef. Now the kids are going to be mamzerim from the second marriage. He says, and that cannot be. Because you're going to cause now the guy who was married legally. Now you're going to retro him now after she marries the Ubay. You're going to tell me that she becomes Bariyah Mamzerim? We cannot accept such a thing. We'll see why in the Gemara. Alamata she'en ze kiritut. That's not considered a kiritut. I mean, we don't accept you. Okay, now we get the second shot in the Biyakiva. The Biyakiva broke it in two ways. Tavar Acher. Okay, now let's just review what we said yesterday, just to remind you. A very important halakha that we said yesterday. That's the introduction to the Biyakiva's second version over here. Remember, we learned that if a person is divorced, right? So, once a person is divorced, so obviously that lady is forbidden to marry a kohen. And we learned, even if she's only girusha mi'isha, it says mi'isha, girusha mi'isha. That means what? If a lady is divorced only from her husband, which means even if he said, listen, you're migureshe from me and you're not mutat to anybody. According to Rabbi Eliezer, she cannot marry anybody, but she's considered divorced legabe a kohen. That was his raya. That even though he's holding out to the whole world. Normally a get is matira to the world. This guy is a migureshet and you're asur to the whole world. As long as he's migureshet, even from one person, she's asurah to a kohen. Okay, now Rabbi Akiva says the logic now. Right, she's called the girusha to be a kohen. That was, by the way, that was one of Rabbi Eliezer's, that was his source, if you remember. How do we know that what? How do we know that when the lady is not totally divorced to the whole world, that it's considered a get? So we saw it from the case of a kehuna. Now, the rabbi's contention back then was, kohanim are different because that's what we know the mahmid by kohanim. But the Bili Aizir learned it from the source of the kohanim. That what? That even though, it says in the Pasuk, ve'isha girusha me'isha, that even though she's only divorced from her husband, still she's asurah to marry a kohen. So now Rabbi Akiva says like this. Hare shaya ze shene esna alaf kohen. Let's say the guy said like this. Hare at migureshet umuteret lechol adam chutz meploni kohen, me'aron kohen. Except for this guy, kohen. Okay, it's the only guy that she's asurah to. Good? Now what happened? Umet ha-migaresh. Now let's speak this out here. He dies, the guy. The husband dies. To the whole world, what is she considered? A divorcee. To the Kohen, she's considered what? An almana. She's not considered divorced to Gabed the Kohen. Because his divorce was not hal to Gabed the Kohen. Again, Hare at muteret lechol adam, chutz me'aron ha-kohen. So therefore, the Gabed the Kohen, she was not divorced. And therefore, when he dies, legaber the whole world, she's considered a divorcee. Legaber the Aaron, the Kohen, she's considered a widow. But still what? Even though a widow can marry a Kohen, but since we learned earlier that once there's a divorce, cannot marry, even though the divorce is to somebody else, you cannot marry a Kohen. Lo nimset almana, it's considered an almana legaber the Kohen. Ugrusha, it's a kol adam. Good, that's a fact. Now Rabbi Akiva starts to talk. The kalahomer. Now I'll make a kalahomer. Uma gerusha. She kala. A kohen marrying a gerusha is called a light isur. Because it's only an isur lav. Asura. But still the kohen cannot marry this lady. Why? Bishvil tzad gerushin sheba. Because bam, this lady has a divorce in her. Look at the other people. That's why the kohen cannot go with her. Remachmin, even on the isur kala. Ishit Ish, when it comes to the sin of Ishit Ish, which is very stringent, that's already Isur, Karet, Ishit Ish, She Hamura, Lo, Kol Sheken, which means in a case over here, where a guy comes along and says, Hare at Muteri Dechol Adam, except to that guy. So the Gaber is guy, she's still considered married. So there's an Ishit Ish in her. There's still a part of Ishit Ish, now the Gaber is guy, the Uven. So you get a matira to the other people? If you're osera to a kohen because of the girushin that's in her to everybody else, kavahomer, why isur amur to the ishit ish that's tah by the uven, you can osera to the rest of the world. So I'm going to say she's permissible, that's the yakimas kavahomer. Halamada she'en ze kiritut. Therefore it's not a kiritut, therefore cannot be a get, therefore bidezer is no, not accepted. So those are the four rabbis. And each rabbi from a different angle knocked Rabbi Eliezer. We're going to review each one in the Gemara. Amar lehem Rabbi Yoshua. So Rabbi Yoshua came along and said, "Mechila Rabotai, en meshivi mita'ari la'achar mita." Listen, Rabbi Eliezer is dead. Rabbi Eliezer is a lion. You can't ask questions on him. If he was alive, he'd answer all your questions. And after he dies, each one's coming along and knocking his shita. He's dead already. Not fair. If he was alive, he'd give you the answers. He's Ari, he's the lion. Amar Rabba, so Rabba comes along and says, Kuleu it leu pircha. Each rabbi over here, we could break their logic. Each one had a nice question against the media. Is it? They're all refutable. Lebar, min Rabbi Azar bin Azariah, delet the pircha. Except for what Rabbi Azar bin Azariah said, right? He's the one that said, "Kiritut davar akored beno lebena." It's got to be a clean cut. Finished. Got to be clean. It's not a clean cut. Tanya nameache amar Rabbi Yosef. No, ani devir bin Azam bin Azariah. Devir kudan. So Rabbi Yosef said, "If Rabbi Azam bin Azariah, he makes the most sense to me." Now the Gemara is going to go back to Ichita and show us how it's really refuted. How you can refute it. The Gemara starts. Amar mor. Now we're going back. Amar mor. Ne'ayena Rabbi Tarfon ve'amar. So Rabbi Tarfon's claim was like this. Let's review his claim. Hare shalcha zu v'niset la'achiv shel zeh shenesra alav. Umet belo banim. Lo nimsa zeh oker davar min ha-Torah. What was the case? Hare at muteret lechol adam. Except to Reuben. Beautiful. She went, she married Shimon. Reuben's brother. Is she allowed? Of course she's allowed. Get was halig abe Shimon. Shimon died without children. Well, now what happens? She falls to Reuven. Yibum. But she can't marry Reuven. Because like Reuven, there was no get. Oh, so Mr. First Husband, you were okay. You uprooted a law from the Torah. That was the claim that Rabbi Tarfon had. So Gemara says, hold Rabbi Tarfon. Don't exaggerate. Okay? You're telling me that what? He was okay? You akar? Did he okay? Which is okay means when you go yourself and you uprooted the Barbana Torah. He didn't uproot anything from the Torah, which means it might have came through him, it might, but he didn't physically uproot something from the Torah. All he did is made a condition in his get. At that point, was he okay at the Barbana Torah? At that point, when he said what he said, what did he do? Was there any avon that he made at that point? But anyway, he made a stipulation in his getin. And you call that an okay? The mitafon, that's a little sharp language. So he was, okay, don't take him so literally when he said okay. Ela matne la akor devar min ha-Torah. Which means, he's making a condition
that's going to
be okay the Rabbi Torah. So the Gemara says, hold it. Matne, even that, is that going to make a condition? Mi kamar le. Lo sagi la, de lo min seba le, le ahu, de ahu gabra. Which means, did he tell her that you cannot marry this guy's
clear condition.
Brother, which is, he didn't make a condition as if I'm marrying you on condition over here to the exclusion of this guy that you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum. It came out of his result, but you can't say he made a condition to okay the Vamina Torah. He didn't make the condition to be okay from the Torah. Right, it wasn't active. So comes the Gemara and says, like this. See, also he's not okir. Let me just speak out clearly. He's not okir because the mitzvah Yibum is not on him. The Yibum is on the Reuven. I'm not okir. This guy, it's his mitzvah. I'm not okir. The mitzvah Yibum is not on me. See, okir? No, but you're matneh. I made a condition that the mitzvah should be. I didn't make a condition that the mitzvah should be okir. So comes with Ela Gorem la Akodava Minatora. But you're indirectly causing by making this stipulation that Isu Torah is or the Torah is going to be uprooted. Gemara says Gorem. Even that Ela Me'ata. So according to this logic, the Bitarfon Bat Achiv Lo Yisa. So according to this, a person should not be allowed to marry his niece. Why? Shema Yamud Bilo Banim. Because maybe what? He's going to die without children. She's going to fall to the brother. Hey, okay, the Rabbi Torah. V'nimsa gorem nakor the Rabbi Torah. Hainu pircha. That's the pircha. Which means, don't tell you. You can't call that an isur what he did. Because then you're going to tell me a case where we all agree you're allowed to do. A guy's allowed to marry his niece. But according to the phone, okay, the Rabbi Torah. Because you're putting the girl, and you're putting yourself in a situation where your boom is not going to be able to be fulfilled. Because she's going to make your boom with her father. You can't make him more fun. Oh, and we know that case is mutar. So then, if that's your claim against the Amir Ayazir, that's an unacceptable claim. Now, let's go back for a second. In every shita, we're going to have to discuss a very important point. In all these shitot, how did they learn the Mishnah? You remember we learned yesterday in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer said, what did the guy tell his wife? So we had a question. What is this word Ela? Is Ela mean chutz, except for the Uven? Or does Ela mean Al-Minat? Al-Minat means on the condition that you don't marry the Uven. We had two ways of understanding. Is it chutz or is it Al-Minat? So now we're going to go back to each one of these rabbis and try to deduce how must the Meir learn, which is from the way he tried to uproot the Meir Eliezer, we want to deduce how must have been learning the word Ella. So the Gemara says, Ubemai. Incidentally, how was he learning Rabbi Tarfon? Ilema Bahutz, if he learned it Bahutz, Mishra Shara. So then she would be permissible to make Yibum to the brother. Which means, Mishra Shara, Rabbi Eliezer. Interesting, we're going to find clearly now. Let's say a guy told us the lady that was, Hare at muteret lechol adam chutz mereuven. The Reuven is chutz, except for him. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if she marries Shimon, and Reuven now, and Shimon dies, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he's permissible to marry Reuven. So that cannot be the way he was learning, because then he wouldn't have a question. How do you know Rabbi Eliezer is matir? Netanya, moder bi Eliezer b'megaresh et eshto, v'amar la hareat muter lechol adam chutz meploni, v'alcha v'neset le'ehad min hashuk. Regular guy. She married, let's say, a regular guy from the shuk. Even better, she didn't marry the guy's brother. She married a regular guy from the shuk. V'nitarmila v'netgarsha. Once she gets divorced or she becomes amanah from the second husband, she muteret lezeh sheneisra alav. Once she gets a divorce from the second guy, all bets are off on the first guy. Mm-hmm. That's to be the ayah of the shita, which means the first guy held back a little. Okay? Okay. She married Yosef, then the guy in the street. Okay? Now what? Once Yosef gives the get, he's giving her a full get. Once he gives the get, the Bnei Ezer says, all bets are off from what happened in the first marriage. Therefore, she'd be allowed to marry. So let's go back to our case. Chutz min Reuben. Okay. She marries Shimon. Shimon dies. That releases her to everybody in the world again. Therefore, she can't make Yibum with the Reuben. She can make Yibum with the Reuben. So therefore, the Beit Davon could not have learned that way because he was asking a question. Oh, how could you make Yibum? What do you mean? If you're learning Chutz, so therefore must be held that what he understood it. Ela be'alminat. Well, let's review what it's alminat. Alminat is a condition. Now, condition, a guy can put a condition in his get. He came along and said, you are muteret echol Adam, but what? Alminat, that you don't marry the Oven. Oh, so now the whole kiddushin, whole gittin, I'm sorry, is hinged on what?
Her not marrying.
Her not marrying the Oven. That's not going to go off. That's not going to go off if she marries somebody else. Well, geez, I put a hinge on my on the initial on the gift. So if he must say he learned al menat, and once he learned al menat, so that's why he asked. Oh, so you're breaking the yibum. Breaking the yibum. Ah, well, you're a matneh. No, you're not even matneh. Well, you're indirectly causing. Okay, good. Now continue. Tell me, can I marry your niece? Elavat mitafon. Nice try, but your pircha is not a pircha. Good. Now we go to the next rabbi. Rabbi Yosei HaGalili ve'amar. He had a different claim. Hechan matzinu asur laze umutar laze. Where do you ever find this concept over here that you have a person that's going to be asur to one person and mutar to another person? Because in this case over here, what? She's muteret to the whole world. She's asurah to Reuven. Normally the way it works is usually in isur and heter it's conclusive. Ha'asur, asur lakol. Va'mutar, mutar lakol. That was the Rabbi Yosef's claim. Gemara says, come on. You never found selective isur laze umutar laze? Ve'lo, ve'are teruma ve'kadashim. She'asura laze, muteret laze. Let's take a very simple case. How about teruma? Teruma is mutar terkoanim, and is asur to a Yisrael. Korbanot, kadashim. That was abusive claim. What? Where do you find selective isurim? Isur to this one and mutar to that one. I mean, you find it all over the place. Teruma and kadashim. You don't find selective isur? No. Bisur isha kamrina. No, we meant legabe ladies, legabe a lady. So what's what you mean? Even by a lady. Vare arayot. Arayot, which means a guy's daughter is permitted to him, but permissible to somebody else. So you find even by beishut ka'amninan. No, I mean by a marriage. In a marriage, where do you see asun lazeh, mutal lazeh? So what are you talking about? Simple. Hare ishitish. Ishitish, which means guy's permissible to his wife, but she's permissible to everybody else. So your old claim was what? Where do you find... What? She's forbidden to everybody else, I'm sorry, but permissible to the husband. Indeed, that's a marriage. So therefore, to be, well, you're so nervous when you said, oh, where do you see that in a marriage that she could be permissible to one and a suit to the other? You see it. That's not a problem. Hainu pircha. My daughter, that's the pircha against the Biyosin. Now the Gemara says, we have to review now. How did he learn, but? Ubemai. How did he learn to make this question? If you want to tell me, he learned Amrat conditional. Hare hutra itzlo biznut ela behutz. That is a fine point we're going to say now. He tells his wife, let's say, if he was learning Amrat, what's Amrat? Hare at uteret lechol adam. Okay, you're permissible to marry whoever you want, but al menat on the condition that you don't marry the Uvin. Don't marry the Uvin. Okay? So the get is going to be hinged that what? That if she marries the Uvin, the get is not a get. But that doesn't stipulate if she goes with the Uvin and commits znut. If she commits znut with the Uvin, the get is still a get. The get is a get to the Uven, like a biznut, if she just goes with him. Right. But not if she marries him. Oh, so therefore he must have learned like that. And that's what the Gemara says. Look at Rashi. Bottom Rashi on the daf. Hainu. Hare utra etzlo biznut. Deha. Al menat shelo tenasi. Hu deka amar. Vekarinan ba muteret lakol. Very good. Which means, really, she is permissible to everybody. Which means she's permissible to Reuven, biznut, not permissible biznut. She's migureshet.
Still considered.
Girushin the gaber, the whole world, and also the gaber
biznut with Reuven.
Reuven as well. So therefore, if he was learning like that, again, if he was learning like that, he wouldn't have his question. Yeah, no, say again. This is a fine point I'm saying, because you're getting confused. What do you mean? Snoot's not permissible. I mean, also not permissible. But the gaber, if he commits snoot, the get is still the get. What was his condition? I mean, you don't get married to Reuven. Meaning, the get is not a get to you, Reuven, right? To get not a get to gaber Reuven if she gets married to Reuven. But if she does anything else with Reuven, the get's a get. So therefore, technically, and Almenat, she is permissible in a way to know what his whole claim to be Yosef was what? Where do you have Mutar Lezeh, Asur Lezeh? No. If you're learning Almenat, it's not Asur Lezeh. It's really Mutar Lakol. It's just to put a stipulation for Nisuim, but it's Mutar to the whole world. And even if she went with Reuven Biznut, it's a get, Legabe Biznut. Like he must have learned to make this question, he must have learned the case is Chutz. And if when you learn the case is chutz min Reuven, chutz min Reuven at all, can't go Reuven at all. So he must be learning chutz. That's all Gemara is saying. Now go to the next rabbi. Ne'ana Rabbi Akiva ve'amar, hare she'alcha zu v'niset le'had min ha'shuk. Okay, the first claim of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, lady went. She's mutated to the whole world except for Reuven. What'd she do? She went to marry a guy in the shuk. They were the bani, had children, very nice. When he got a shower and she got divorced or whatever, widowed. The amdav in a set position is la'adav. She went back, she married the Reuven. Oh, what's going to happen? Lonim said get batel. Now it's going to happen. The get is going to become batel because the gaber Reuven, the get is not a get. Ubaniya memzirim. Now you made memzirim to the second marriage. So the Gemara says, oh, that's your claim to be Akiva? Any condition that a lady is under is going to be problematic according to you. Because what? Don't come back in 30 days, whatever it is. And then she goes and marries somebody else, and then the condition is not fulfilled. The gate is not going to be a gate, Mamzerim, in the second. Which means, you're right, you have a case where the kids are going to be Mamzerim, but that applies to every single tonight. Which means, what are you picking on a Bili Aizir for? You found a Bili Aizir. Okay, but this not only is a problem to get Bili Aizir, it's a problem to any time you put a condition and she's going to get married to somebody else in the interim. So you should say, like a statement, Abotai, you cannot make any conditions in Gittin. Why? Because if she gets married in the interim before the condition, we know what's going to go on. It's possible because it's going to become Mamam Zerim. So therefore, if that's your claim, you can't become a Bili Aizir for that. That's you have a much broader statement. So comes the Gemara and says, Ubimai. Oh, so now what is a Bili Akiva must be holding? Idima bechutz, mishra shara Rabbi Elazar. Now, if it was chutz, which means chutz min Reuven, we learned about Rabbi Elazar since mutar. Because when it's chutz, once she gets married to the second guy, all bets are off on the first. Therefore, she'll be permissible to everybody else. Therefore, there'll be a case of mamzerim. Netanya modeh ya Rabbi Elazar megaresh et eshto v'amal aret muter lechol adam chutz mepnoni ve'alcha v'niset la'ayin. She won't get married to somebody else. Min ha'shuk v'etam adam v'garesha she'muteret lazeh she'neseh alav ela be'al menat. Must be like the case of al menat, which is a condition. So Rabbi Akiva, you're angry to be the Ezer, or you're upset to be the Ezer because he made a condition? Every condition is like that. Oh, what do you mean? What's going to happen? Again, what was Rabbi Akiva's claim?
Conditions with the
shiur.
Anything with
the shiur
is a problem.
It's not a problem. No. Adrabah. Anything with a shiur is a good condition. Anything without a shiur is a bad thing. He says, you can't go to my father's house for the rest of your life. That's a problem because he's holding. Adma, the only good conditions is when it's finite. But according to Bi'akiva, every condition, you have the same problem. Because what's going to happen? You make a condition, in the interim, she's going to get married to somebody else. But that's what's happening here. What's happening here is, he's making a condition, you can't marry Reuven. Okay? What's going to happen? She's going to get married to somebody else, the guy's going to die, he's going to go, she's going to break the condition, and Mevzirim, why? You're right, that can't happen. But that can happen already tonight. Okay, now we go to the second shot in the Rabbi Akiva. Davar Acher. Three lines on the bottom. Rabbi Akiva's second claim. Let's speak this out outside. What was Rabbi Akiva's second claim? His second claim was like this. Right, in a case where the guy that he was osir her to was a Kohen. Okay, let's get the case. Hariat mutir lechol adam, chutz me'aron ha-Kohen. Okay? So what happens now? What's the law? She's considered, and he dies, she's forbidden to marry this guy, Aron HaKohen, even though, legabe everybody else, she's divorced. Because they're divorced. But legabe this guy, Aron, she's a widow. Because the get was never hal legabe Aron. But still the law is, because since she has gittin in her from the other people, she cannot marry the Kohen. And even that's Isur Kal. So the Bi'akiva says, Kal Vahomer. In a regular case where a guy comes along and says, Arap Muter Lechol Adam, Chutz Mepnoni. So the Gaber, this guy, it's Ishet Ish. So this lady has Ishet Ish in her, which is Isur Amur. Certainly, she should be Asurah to everybody else. How could you say the get is going to be a get? So let's read that inside. Davar Acher, Hareshaya, Zeshen Esra Alav, Kohen. Umet, Amigaresh, לא נמצאת אלמנה אצלו, אלמנה אצל הכהן, וגירושה אצל כל אדם. תן רבי עקיבא זה וקל לחומר. ומה גירושה שהיא קלה? אסורה משום צד גירושין שבה אשת איש חמורה לא כל שכן? ובמאי. Oh, number one else. רבי עקיבא, how did you learn in this shot? Right? Before we break it, we're trying to understand, how did you learn the Mishnah to make this question? ובמאי. If it's on condition, it's lo biznut. Which means, again, what's almenat? This is the regular case. Right? If you learned it by almenat, what does almenat mean? Almenat that you marry. If you marry, there's no get. But if you commit znut or anything else, the Gebeda is considered a get. So if you're going to learn like that, so then Rabbi Akiva doesn't have a kavahomer. Rabbi Akiva's kavahomer is talking about where she still has ishit ish, the Reuven. But if you're learning almenat, she's permissible. There's no ishit ish, the Gebeznut. I mean, the get will be a get, the Gebeznut. And therefore she's really permissible to everybody. Again, his whole kavahomer was what? His old kavah homer. How could you tell me that if you tell me a kohen that since she has girushin, they give it other people, but not to the kohen, and still says well, other people is girushin, so if she's gonna be asut to the kohen, which is the law, she's asut to marry the kohen. So certainly in the case over here where she's asut to the uven, you have ishet ish to gabed uven. Certainly it's an osera to everybody else. So we're gonna come along. If you're learning almenat, there's no ishet ish even to the uven. Why? Because the only isur is isur amenat to marry the uven, but if she commits znut with the uven,
it's still a get.
There is a tzad get even the gaber uven. So if really it's muteret, so you cannot make a kavahomer. Your kavahomer is based on what you have a tzad ishet ish, but amenat you don't even have a tzad ishet ish. You have a tzad that she's permissible to everybody.
So it's not ela bichutz.
Ela, you have to learn the case that we made the kavahomer is what. Chutz from Reuven. Oh, chutz means you can't go home at all. Oh, can't go home at all. You have said ishid ish. That's why I made the kavahomer. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, now wait. Rabbi Akiva, Rabotai, brought two different pirchot. In the first pircha, we said, how is he learning the Mishnah? He must be learning the Mishnah al menat. In the second way we're learning, he must have learned the Mishnah Bechutz. Hey, how are you learning it? Are you learning it Aminat or are you learning it Chutz? So the Gemara says, V'Rabbi Akiva,
If you hold the Mishnah, ask him the chutz pirka. V'yamenat svirale, lotiv amenat.
Which means Rabbi Akiva,
what do you hold? You can't hold two things. Rabbi Akiva, shamia le diikadabar chutz, diikadabar amenat.
Rabbi Akiva heard both things. So therefore, he knocked it out.
Both ways.
Both ways. If you learn Aminat, Avi Pircha, this way. If you learn Chutz, I'll knock you out that way.
Man damar Chutz, Hay Pircha. O man damar Aminat, Hay Pircha.
Beautiful, I'll knock you out either way. But now the question is on this last thing. What's the Kohen?
O my Pircha.
Let's go slow. Rabbi Akiva, what did he say? Let's review, because this is the trickiest one. What did he say? And what if, let's say, this guy that he remains isur, he holds around the hook, is a kohen. Okay. So now he dies. He dies. The husband. The gabe the whole world divorced, right? Because the divorce was half of the gabe the whole world. The gabe this kohen, is there a divorce? No. She's almana. Can she marry this kohen?
No.
Why? Because she has divorce in her. We learned that from a pasuk. What, she has divorce or not? Gerusha me'isha, to have a pasuk, out. Oh, so the Biakiva said, kavachomer. When a guy comes on and says, adat mutir echodam, chutz mere uven. Which means, now, the gabir uven is ishit ishin har. Certainly ishit ishin har. We're not seeing be forbidden to everybody else. The Biakiva says, hakashim batir. So what's the pircha? So the Gemara says, umay pircha, ine ma isur keuna shani. Because maybe you'll tell me, don't bring me kohanim. Kohanim be more mahmir. Which means, your whole thing was what? If by kohanim we're mahmir, certainly by eshet ish we're mahmir. No, maybe kohanim, since we find stringencies by kohanim, maybe that's why we're mahmir by kohanim. Gemara says, har bili ezer nameh mi isur kehuna kamaitile. Let's go back. Where was the bili ezer's whole proof of his shita, that when a guy says Hare at muteret necholam chutz mereuven, that he held like one guy, how do you know that that's considered a get? His whole proof was of kohen. Why? Just what did it say? Ve'isha girusha me'isha, that even though he only is divorced legabe himself, but still it's considered a get legabe kohanim. And once you consider it a get legabe kohanim, he doesn't have to get legabe everybody. He didn't mehalek between kohanim and other people. So you can't tell me that the percha is shari kohanim. According to the Bili Ezer, that's the source. Tim kohanim and everybody else is the same. So comes the Gemara and says, Rabba ki Rabbi Yanai mishum zaken ahad kamatni. Yesterday, if you remember, we learned that what? There's two proofs. Mm-hmm. How do you know to be the Ezer's Shitta? One proof was from Kohen. The other proof was from where? Good. The Yatze'a Mebeto.
Vishleha.
He made a divorce. Mebeto. Vayeta li'ishachet. Even though he only sent her out from his house, and he wasn't matira to other people, which means that's another source. That even though he only sent her out of Israel, she's allowed to get married to somebody else. That's the way Rava held. And therefore, if you're holding according to that understanding, therefore, Rabbi Akiva, we have a pircha on Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because we can say Shani Kohanim, every Kohanim are different. Which means, I'm going to review. According to Rabbi Eliezer, we have two sources to how Rabbi Eliezer knows his deen. Either he learned it from the case of Keuna, that just like if a lady's divorced from a husband, mutat everybody else, she's a suit to marry a Kohen. Right? She's a suit to marry a Kohen, even though, let's say, she's only divorced her husband. But the Gabed Keuna is a suit. So according to that, you can't ask on Rabbi Akiva, because that's his whole source to the deen. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva made a good kavah chomer. If you're going to say by this, by the Kohanim, I'll tell you, Koshkem by Eshet Ish. So he says, no, Rava that brought down this percha here holds that the source of the Bili Ezer is from the other Pasuk, not by the Kohen Pasuk. Also, if it's not by the Kohen Pasuk, so therefore, you can't bring me a percha that if we're Mahmir by Kohen, we have to mean Mahmir by Eshet Ish. I'll tell you, Shari Kohen. Kohen is different. And you can't tell me that's a Bina's a source. No, the Bina's a source is from somewhere else. Whatever. That is the Pircha of Rabbi Eli. It's Ali Bad Rabbi Akiva. So therefore we've disproven even Rabbi Akiva. We thought that Rabbi Akiva learned from the original Pasuk of like Rabbi Yezef of Kohanim. So therefore, if it doesn't Kohanim, you can't ask a Pirkanim. That's the source of Kohanim. So therefore, whatever you're going to say about Kohanim, you say about everybody else. And that's the source. Even when you have a Pasuk of the Torah, it's Matir. No, but if you look at the other Pasuk that says, no, that really a regular guy, he's allowed to say, Ariat muteret lecholam chutz miploni. It's considered a divorce for everybody. Oh, but Kohanim? Maybe Kohanim is different. So therefore, you can't ask me a question. Be like, if Kohen is Asur, so of course, can everybody else? Shani Kohanim. And that's not the source of Rabbi Eliezer.
The Gemara continues, Amar Lehen, Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua said, En Mishivim Ta'ari Le'ahar Mita. So Rabbi Yoshua came along and said, all you rabbis are trying to refute the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. That says what? You can be Meshayer in the Gittin. So he says, En Mishivim, you don't refute a rabbi, the lion, after his death. Which means if he was alive, he'd be able to answer all of you. So it's mashma that what? The Rabbi Yeshua also subscribes to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. He's defending him. So Gemara says, the memra Rabbi Yeshua kivatet svira lehem. Does that mean that Rabbi Yeshua subscribes to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer? He also has a percha against him, which we're going to see. We didn't see Rabbi Yeshua's percha yet, but we're going to see it. Hey, listen. I also have a refutation against Rabbi Eliezer. Miu ben didi ben didichu and mishivim itari the haramita. Now listen, we all have perchot on Rabbi Eliezer, but the bottom line is we cannot be questioned the lion after his death. Umay perchad Rabbi Yoshua. What is the perchad Rabbi Yoshua? The time that Amar Rabbi Yoshua makish kodmei havaya sheniya le kodmei havaya rishona, which means when makish you make a case between havaya and yitzia, but not havaya yitzia. Kodme havaya to kodme yitzia, which means we make a hekesh between the way she entered, the way she was before she entered the first marriage, the way the girl is before she enters the second marriage. Ma kodme havaya rishona delo agida biinisha harina. Before she enters her first marriage, she's not attached to anybody, right? She's a free bird. She can marry anybody she wants. So when she marries her first husband, she was free to everybody else. So too, before she marries a second husband, she cannot be attached to anybody else. This lady over here, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is attached to somebody else because he said, so therefore, that was his pirkah against Rabbi Eliezer. Comes the Gemara and says, Gufa modi Rabbi Eliezer, Migarish Ishtova, Malari, at Mutteret, Lechol Adam, Posme Ptoni, Valchav, Niset, Lachar, Menashuk, Vinit, Armela, Onet, Karisha, Shemutteret, Aziz, Shene, Isra, Alaf. He said that Rabbi Eliezer agrees that even though you say chutz mireuven, right? Hare amuter lechol adam chutz mireuven, and let's say the lady goes and gets married to Yosef, right? And Yosef either gets divorced or dies, then she's permissible to go to reuven. Once the second marriage is dissolved, so then already all bets are off, and she can go back to the original man, even though that was assumed from the first marriage. The second marriage in Gittin, subsequent Gittin, is matir. That was the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Heshiv Rabbi Shimon bar Elazar. Teshuvah le dervere Rabbi Eliezer. Hechad matzinu sheze osir veze matir. He came along and says, what do you mean? Where do you see a concept where one guy is osir and another guy is matir it for him? Which is the first husband was osir her to the Uven. And now all of a sudden another guy comes along and can matir her to the Uven. The second husband, where do you see a concept like this that Ehad osir and another guy comes along and can be a matir? It's a strange concept. It says, velo. What are you doing? Take a simple case of Yibama. Deba'al osir v'yavam matir. Which means, in the case over here of a Yibum. What's the case over there? A guy that is married. Okay? Normally, let's say a man that's married, he dies. So then he allows his wife to go marry now the Yavam. Just let me get the way the Gemara is running it over here. Right. So long as the husband is osir her, right? The husband is osir, he's married. The husband is osir. Who's matir this lady to get married? The Yavam. So you see what? One guy's osir, as long as they're married, she can't get married to anybody else. So the husband's osir, and the Yavam is matir. So you see, it works like that. So Gemara says, Yavama, te baal osir, vi Yavam matir. Gemara says, no. Hatab Yavamu kasala.
It's not the husband that was Osera. It's the Yavam that was Osera, and the Yavam is Matira. Okay. What's the proof? The Imi Baal. Because if you tell me it's the Baal that was Osera, it's not so. Hashadiya Vekaima. Which means if there was no old brothers, let's say, and he died, the husband should be permissible to go marry in the Shuk. So who's really Osering her? Because there's a Yavam. So it's the Yavam that's Osera to the Shuk, and it's the Yavam that is Matira. It's not the husband that's the Osera. Had I ayah, because if there was no brothers, she would be permissible automatically. Oh, so he said, V'arin edarim, denoder osir v'acham matir. Oh, you have a case, that what? That one is osir, the person makes a neder, that he's osir on himself. And who's matir? The hacham. So you see that what? You can have such a concept, that one is osir and one is matir. Hamar b'yohanan, en hacham matir klum ela beharata. Which means the hacham that's matir and neder is only matir it after the person themselves regrets, which means all the Acham does is he hears or he gives them a way out. If you would have known this over here, would have you made the Neder? And therefore the Neder is Limafreya absolved. So it's not the pshat that one is Osir and he's Matir. No, the Neder itself is not Hal Meikara. So Gemara says, Hare hafarata ba'al. What about when the husband's Mefir the Ba'al, the wife, the Ishan, or the Ba'al Mefir? Which means the husband is able to Mefir a Neder, which means it's not Meikara. He's able to say, Batel. So you have a case of it that one is Osir and one is Matir. Hatam could be Pinchas b'shmei d'Rabba, Pinchas b'shmei d'Rabba, kol ha'nodrot al da'at ba'ala hi noderet. Which means, whoever makes a neder, the neder is made a stipulation that the husband is going to accept it. And therefore it's al da'at the husband. So it's not the pshat that she's Osir it and he's Matir it. The neder was made al da'ato. Oh, so therefore, we go to now we understand that Rabbi Yeshua's question. Which means, I'm sorry, Rabbi Shimon Bar Elazar's question, according to this interpretation, which we said over here, that what? According to Rabbi Eliezer, the first husband says, Chutz Mer Reuven. She gets married to somebody else. When she gets divorced from the same guy, she's permissible to Reuven. So Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, I don't understand this over here. Do we ever have a case over here where one is Osir, the other one is Matir? And we tried to bring proof that, yeah, we do see it, but we rejected all those cases. So the question of Rabbi Shimon Elazar still stands against. Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah ve'amar. Now we go to the next rabbi. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah came along and said, Kiri tut, davar akoret beno lebena. It says in the Torah, Sefer Kiri tut, which teaches me it's got to be a cut. And over here, halamata shenze kiri tut. And this is not kiri tut. This is not cutting, because she's still on the line with the other, she's still permitted, she's still forbidden to Reuven. Verabbanan, we see all the other rabbis, how can he toot my idea? All the other rabbis that refuted the Bila Ezra from different sources, how come they couldn't refute him from the Kiritut? Just say it's not a cut. Because right. They need the word Kiritut for something else. Like Tanya, Harezik, Itech Amanat Shlot Tishtiyain. Amanat Shlot Tichi Lebet Abich Le'olam, En Ze Kiritut. Shiloshim Yom, Harezik Kiritut. Which means when a person makes a condition, he cannot make an eternal condition. It's got to be a condition that it comes to an end, a finite condition. Therefore, if a person, let's say, tells his wife, that is a kitech on the condition, you don't drink wine for the rest of your life. So now she's on the hook for the rest of her life, if that's not a kiritut. So therefore, kiritut means it's got to be a condition that is eventually cutting her. Therefore, if he says, let's say, you don't drink wine for 30 days, then already that could be a megudish. So he learns the word kiritut. Other rabbis that didn't use the word kiritut to refute to be the Isaac, because they learned kiritut that teaches that in a condition, the condition has to be a type of condition that is koret. Oh, v'idach. Oh, where does the Bili Ezer know this rule of conditions that it has to be a finite condition? Mekaret kiritut nafka. Because the Torah just could have said the word sefer karet. And the fact that it's a sefer kiritut, so therefore it's extra words, so it teaches you both things. It teaches, number one, it's got to be conclusive, which means it's got to matira to the whole world, and also has to be a type of condition, if you're going to make a condition, that it is finite. Ah, v'idach, the other rabbis, karet kiritut, no darshe, they don't doresh, this karet kiritut. Baruch Adonai Olam, amen v'amen.